Hi guys, welcome to Fantasy NBA Gold, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. Of course, my name is Purity. This is episode 2, but I'm not alone. I'm joined by my co-host.
Hello everybody, my name is Ivan, and before you start, I have to tell you that now we have our website up and running, and you can find us at fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled Weebly. So
wow.
That's fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. And I told you last time that we are on Twitter. Also, our handle is fantasynbagoat. But now we have our profiles. We have our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/fantasynbagoat, and we also have our Instagram account, also www.instagram.com/fantasynbagoat. So yeah, and of course, if you are listening this through a link, you want to visit our podcast, our podcast is at Anchor, and address is anchor.fm/fantasynbagoat. So let's start.
Okay, I'm gonna start off. So I'm gonna talk about top fantasy points leaders from last night's game. And the first one is Julius Randle. He had 56 points. Kelly Oubre Jr. had 54. Buddy Hield had 52.7. Rajon Rondo had 52, and DeMar DeRozan had 50.7. Very impressive. So if you have any of these guys, I'm going to tell you, hold on to them. Do not let them go.
Yeah, Julius Randle is playing really good recently because Anthony Davis is not playing that many minutes now. And Julius is taking advantage of that and advantage of Nikola Mirotic not being a Pelican anymore. So if you drafted Julius Randle, things are looking good for you. Also, Kelly Oubre Jr., he was a free agent in many leagues, and if you picked him from the waiver wire, you did a great job. Now he's in Phoenix. He's doing great. He's doing great. Buddy Hield, he's been great throughout the year. Rajon Rondo, sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad. DeMar DeRozan, nothing much to say about DeRozan. He's always standard good. So let's continue with FanDuel value of the night.
Yes, and the FanDuel value of the night goes to Alonzo Trier, and the price was $4,200. Points 44.6, and he had 29 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, and 3 points. He had 3.
Yeah, of course, we're talking about daily fantasy, and good points for not that much money. Like, I mean, not good, great points. A lot of points for $4,200. Yeah,
yes, that's great. So let's move on to top waiver ads. And if you don't have these ads, I suggest you grab them right now. And the first
these
one,
players.
If
they
grab
are
the
on
players,
your waiver wire,
you should grab them. So the first one is Avery Bradley.
Avery Bradley,
and he's owned 42%.
42% of people own
him.
Avery Bradley. So yeah, if he's playing really good recently, and I just hope it sticks. So if he's free, if your league is big enough, I mean, if your league is not that small, go and pick him up.
Then we have Kelvin
Olynyk. Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly. Oh, sorry. Kelly Olynyk is owned by 50%. Of the most of the leagues,
and the second is Luke Kennard.
Yeah, he's owned by 17%.
Yeah, Luke Kennard is also some nights he can be like really decent, and then
he can be bad.
Yeah, Yeah.
I don't like players like that. I want someone who plays good all the time. I
Yeah,
mean,
but if
plays best.
you're playing in a deep league, like really deep league, I don't know, 18 teams, 20 teams, then you can consider Kelly Olynyk. Everything below 18, maybe if you're in 16 team league and your team is really bad, so maybe then, but I don't know.
Let's move on to best player of last night and best waiver wire pickups. And we're gonna continue with the
Well, yeah,
starting.
the best player of last night and the best player who is probably that can be a free agent on your waiver wire depending on your league size. It's a Patrick Beverley from Los Angeles Clippers. He's playing really good recently, and he's free agent in many leagues. Again, depending on the league size. Last night he had 13 points. He was shooting from the field. He hit 4 from 8. Shooting for a 3. Three from 6. Free throws 2 of 2. Offensive rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds, 7 defensive rebounds, that's 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals, that's a lot, and only 2 turnovers. That's really really great. And the problem with if he's free, I mean if he's on your waiver wire, you can go and pick him up, but you must have in mind that Clippers have only one game left this week. So if you pick Avery Bradley this right now, he's gonna play only once for your fantasy team this week.
Well, good to know that, so you can.
Well, yeah, if for example, if you're playing like a 2 week if your playoffs already started and you're playing like a 2 week a game, like meaning 1 week's 1 week runs for 2 weeks now. Many leagues have this setting, and this is your second week right now. You're into your second league, and like you already can tell that you won this week, and you don't care about only Patrick barely having only one game left. Then go and pick him up. In that case, do not even hesitate. In other cases, it's up to you to decide.
Let's move on, and we are going to talk about Deep League Player of the Night, and he's Vince Carter from.
Yeah, old man wins. Old man wins from Atlanta Hawks. You have to be in a really, really deep league if you need Vince Carter. And he was good last night. He was good. 21 points off the bench. 7 of 11 from the field. 7 of 11 from beyond the 3-point line. 7 threes, that's a lot
Yeah.
for old man wins. 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Yeah, but you have to be in a really, really deep league because he's not gonna replicate this stat line anytime soon.
Yeah. And best young player of the night goes to D. Smith Jr. Dennis Smith Jr. of the New York Knicks.
Yeah, Dennis Smith, he's been good. He's been good since he was traded from Dallas to Knicks. 18 points last night, 8 from 17 from the field, 2 from 4 beyond 3-point line, 2 offensive rebounds, 1 defensive rebound, 5 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks.
So let's take a look at the box scores from the last night's games, and I'm gonna start off with Dallas that were defeated by Brooklyn Nets. The Dallas had 88 points while the Brooklyn Nets had 127 points. Great.
So for Dallas Mavericks, the best player for Dallas was Dwight Powell. And now, since there is no DeAndre Jordan in Dallas, Dwight Powell is playing great. I don't think he's in deeper leagues. I don't think he's available on your waiver wire. If he's, go and pick him up. If the league size is around 16, maybe even 14, 16, and everything deeper than that, just don't hesitate. Pick Dwight Powell. He's been playing great. He has minutes, and he's gonna provide really well till the rest of the season. Last night, 20 points for him, 5 threes. That's a lot. That's a lot for him. Six rebounds, six assists, great stat line. Luka Doncic, 16 points, 3 threes, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. For Brooklyn Nets, best player in Brooklyn last night, a rookie, Rodney Kurucs, 19 points for Kurucs, 5 threes, a lot of threes, 6 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block. You have to be playing in really, really deep league if you wanna add Kurucs. He's not gonna replicate this stat line. Maybe not even this season. I don't want to be that pessimistic, but this is much better than what he usually does. D'Angelo Russell, last couple of games, not that great. Guys are back in Brooklyn. I mean, injured players are back, and Spencer Dinwiddie is back. So they are sharing that minutes at point guard position. LaVert is playing better. So his stats dipped a little bit, but still one of the he's top 50 player. Top 50 player, and he said yesterday, I think it was yesterday, that he's running for the most improved player of the year. And yeah, he
Has
has
a
all the
chance.
chances, winning that award. Last night, only 13 points, 11 assists, a lot. That's a lot of assists for Russell, 2 steals. And Jared Allen, not that great recently. 8 points, only 4 rebounds, only 1 steal, no blocks. This was bad. So what was the next game?
The next game is Atlanta versus Miami, and Miami won this one. Atlanta had 113 points, while Miami had 114 points. Only one difference.
Yeah.
But they won, so.
For Atlanta Hawks, John Collins is still ill.
Oh.
Flu-like symptoms, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's a flu. But he traveled with the team, so I think the next game he's gonna play, but you will have to wait
Let's see.
and see. So while he was ex absent, the Kent Bazemore is revitalized, and I don't trust in this. I don't trust this Bazemore. I don't like him. He burned so many people this year in fantasy. Okay, last night he was good, 18 points, 7 rebounds, but nah, I would not be trusting him. Titus Young. Oh, sorry, Titus Young.
Trae Young.
Trae Young. Yeah. Why am I thinking of Thaddeus Young? Trae Young. 14 points. Not that great. 8 assists, 1 steal. Not the best one for Young, but still performing really good. And not much to talk about him because he's not someone that you can pick up from the waiver wire or trade deadline is over. So if you have him, good. If you don't have
He's
him,
not available
yeah.
in any of my leagues.
Kevin Huerter. Do you know his nicknames?
No.
You don't know?
Ginger Kid?
No, that's how you call him, Ginger. No, Kevin Huerter, Big Red,
Oh, Big Red.
and Red Velvet, Red Velvet,
Ah.
and Red Mamba. But that's not original. Red Mamba is Brand Scalabrine. So I don't know,
Ah.
like, how can you call him by someone else's nickname. So what do you like more, Big Red or Red Velvet? People like
Red
Red.
Velvet.
I like Big Red. I know.
Gaulish.
So Werther, 13 points, 3 threes, 3 rebounds. Okay, let's talk about Kevin Huerter. He's a really interesting player. He's like one of the best shooters in the league. He's a really good shooter. I think that Hawks want him to be a future of this young team. They have Collins, they have Young, they will probably have a high pick on the draft. So if this Huerter can become a good player, decent player, they have a really, really good, really good future in this young core. And he was he had a really good stretch of games. Then he got injured, and after he returned from that injury, he's not playing. He hasn't been playing that good. This is not a really good stat line. Maybe. He's a rookie, so he's probably available in most of leagues, depending on your league depth. Go and pick him. But if you're playing a dynasty league, and if that league is like at least, well, if that league is like, let's say, 12 players, then you can think about him. And maybe even 10 players, if the like teams are bigger than, like, let's say, like 12 teams. Or if you have a bad team, then think about him. I think he has like good future.
And he was dropped by a lot of people.
He was, yeah. He even I dropped him in one league of mine, in Dynasty League. Okay, Miami Heat. Jason Richardson, he's good. He's sometimes he's good. Sometimes he's not that good. I expected much more for Jason Richardson. I even traded Kemba Walker for Jason Richardson because I needed a small forward. And in Yahoo Leagues, he has those three position point guard, shooting guard, small forward. And I expected much, much better season for Jay Rich. Now I'm even kind of regretting for trading Kemba for him. Okay, last night he was good. 19 points, two threes, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. What can we expect from Jay Rich? I don't know. He's how old is he? He's 26, or he will turn 26 this year, I think. I don't think he turned 26, so it's not that old. This is his fourth season. Can he be better than this? I really don't know. I really don't know. Oh, okay. Let's continue. Justin Winslow, decent stat line last night, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. That's good, but I don't know. It's risky. If you are in some, if you're not in a deeper league, then I would stay away from him. He's been great. He's been bad. And Ben Adebayo, like the same story. He has great nights. He has really bad nights. Last night, only 9 points, 6 rebounds. Nothing special.
Well, let's move on. And San Antonio defeated Denver Nuggets. So Denver had 103, while San Antonio had 104. Again, 1 point difference, but it's a win. So tell us, how did they do?
For Nuggets, Jamal Murray scored the most points, and he's been playing great recently. He had this bad stretch, and so many people, even I expected the breakout season for Jamal. I expected him to be like top 30 this year, but he's not been playing that great as most of us expected. So recently he started playing really good. Last night, 25 points, 6 threes. That's a lot. 8 assists. Nikola Jokic, 22, double-double. No, he didn't. He was four assists short of another triple double. So 22 points for Nikola, 10 rebounds, 3 threes, and 6 assists. For San Antonio Spurs, DeMar DeRozan, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals. LaMarcus Aldridge, 22 points and 9 rebounds. And Derrick White, this guy is special. He's a point guard. He doesn't score a lot of threes, doesn't score a lot of points, but he has this combination of,
Everything.
well, yeah, kind of everything. And he has this, if you're in category leagues and if you're hunting for blocks and steals, like he's a point guard and he will give you blocks. That's weird. He will give you for a great number of he will give you a lot of rebounds for one point guard. So I like him very much. I just I in this my dynasty league, I would take him, but I just there is no just I don't just don't have room. And we'll see next season. People are afraid if he's gonna play because of Murray. What's if they're gonna share time over there? What's gonna happen at the point guard position? We'll just have to wait and see. But he's been playing really good, and I don't see why Popovich would not give him minutes next season. So last night, 11 points, 1 3, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal. And three blocks for a point that is just great.
So the next game, the Phoenix defeated the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Phoenix had 114 points, while the Milwaukee had 105 points. Wow.
And for Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 21 points last night, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. 3 steals. Nothing much to say about it. Antetokounmpo, the best player, one of the best in the league. Malcolm Brogdon, he was good last night. 19 points, 3 threes, 7 rebounds, 1 steal. He was decent last night. Phoenix Suns, Kelly Oubre Jr. He was great. He was great last night. We mentioned him earlier. He's playing really good. He might be available if you are in a shallow league. Pick him up. 27 points, 13 rebounds, 1 3, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 blocks. That's just a great stat line in points leagues, in category leagues. Just great.
He's a monster.
Yeah, and Suns won, and that's not good for Booker owners. I'm a Booker owner. I'm afraid of a shutdown. And I just hope they don't shut down him, don't label him as like some toe injury or like mosquito bite or something funny like that. So he sits on the bench till the remaining of the season. And it's possible because Suns are winning and they should not win. Like they are tanking and this is not good. Damon played last night. He was good. 22 points, 2 threes, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. Just praying he'll keep playing. I mean, Kokoschko. I just praying Kokoschko would keep playing him. Kokoschko is a Serbian guy, so we should email him asking from Igor to keep playing
Playing.
Booker so he doesn't bury me in my dynasty league. DeAndre Ayton. A rookie had 19 points, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks. Good stat line.
Yeah, he did well. And the next game we are gonna talk about is that the New Orleans Pelicans defeated Utah Jazz. They New Orleans had 115 points, while Utah had 112.
Yeah, and for the Pelicans, we mentioned Randle before. He had 30 points last night, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 block.
Great.
Yeah, Julius is playing well, and what do you think Lakers feel like now when they just let him go?
Well, pretty sure they're regretting it right now. They wish they had him now.
Yeah, imagine they had they kept him and they had kept D'Angelo Russell. Like D'Angelo, if you ask me, he looks much better than Lonzo Ball. right now. So, like, Lakers can.
They're always making the wrong decisions over there.
So, the next one also 30 points for Holiday. He had three threes and four assists. Anthony Davis, he played only 22 minutes, 15 points, 11 rebounds, three steals, three blocks. That's a pretty good stat line for 22
22
minutes.
minutes,
Yeah.
yeah.
Jazz, for Utah Jazz, Donovan Mitchell, 19 points, nine assists, and one blocked shot. Rudy Gobert also 19 points, but 19 rebounds. That's a
That's
lot.
crazy.
That's a lot. And two blocks. Like, Rudy, he's a great defensive player. Derek Favors, 16 points and four rebounds. So, what's the next game?
The next game I'm going to talk about is the Kings defeated the New York Knicks. The Kings had 150,
No, King.
Sacramento Kings had
Yeah,
115
Kings defeated.
points.
What did you? Oh, I thought you said Knicks. Yeah.
No. I
Kings
said,
defeated Knicks.
yeah. And they had.
115, 108 for Kings. And Dennis Smith Jr., the best in New York team. 18 points, two threes, five assists, three steals, two blocks. This is really, really good line from Dennis Smith Jr. But Mitchell Robinson, our guy, I mean my guy Mitchell, was benched last night.
No,
He was benched last night. He had a
Four
foul, fa yeah,
four of them.
four fouls. He was in a foul trouble. He played only 90 minutes. Yeah, but that, like, he was benched. It's why I don't understand. I don't understand what Fitzdale is doing. Luke Kornet, Noah Vonleh, they played. I don't know. So he had four. It's frustrating, like frustrating owning anyone from this New York. This Fitzdale, you never know what he's going to do on nightly basis. And Mitchell was not that good last night. 4 points, seven rebounds, and only two blocks. That's only for Mitchell Robinson. So Kevin Knox, not that good either. 11 points, 1 3, three rebounds, and two steals. For Sacramento Kings, Buddy Hield was great. 28 points, three threes, seven rebounds, seven assists, two steals, one block. He has been really good this season. I think he was a free agent in most of the leagues when the season started, so if you grab him, you did a good job. Harrison Barnes, last night, 22 points, three threes, 10 rebounds, one assist. Decent stat line. De'Aaron Fox, 16 points, one three, three assists, and four steals for De'Aaron Fox.
Wow, that's great. The next game we're going to talk about is that the Clippers defeated the Los Angeles Lakers. The Clippers had 113 points, while Lakers had 105.
And what are Lakers doing? Like, are the Lakers tanking? He's like, okay, we're gonna tank now so we get a better pick so LeBron can come to, I don't know, those free agents and say, look, we're gonna get another good pick. Like, I don't know. I don't know what Lakers are doing. Like, Lakers are not gonna make playoff. Like, if they keep playing like this, Lakers are not gonna make playoff. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with Lakers. But okay, we'll talk about Lakers some other times. And this upcoming summer, there's gonna be Lakers are gonna be the team that we're gonna talk the most about because of the free agents they're gonna sign, because of what's gonna happen with the coach and this young core. Are they gonna keep them or not? And but let's go to last night's game. Clippers, the best in a Clippers team was Danilo Gallinari. Gallo had 23 points, 3 threes, 6 rebounds, 1 block. Gilgeous Alexander, 14 points, 1 3, 4 assists, 2 blocks. Like, recently, he's been better, like good, not like very good, but good. And he's like up and down,
like a roller coaster.
Yeah, I don't know. If you are in a dynasty league, like 12 teams or more, then you can consider him. If you're in a shallow redraft league or like some regular size dynasty league, just I would stay away from him. And we mentioned Patrick Beverley before. 13 points, 3 threes, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 steals. For Los Angeles Lakers, Brandon Ingram didn't play last night. He has right shoulder injury. It's a short-term injury. So he's probable to play next game, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll have to wait and see. LeBron was the best last night for Lakers at 27 points. 1 3 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block for LeBron. Rajon Rondo was great last night. 24 points, 4 threes, 10 rebounds, 12 assists, 1 steal, triple double for Rondo. Do not expect these lines from him. Kyle Kuzma, yeah, he was kind of okay. 13 points, 1 3, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist.
That was all, guys, on today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed. That was all the games we recapped from last night's games. And
yes, and again, visit our website at fantasymbagod.weebly.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Our username is fantasymbagod, and of course our podcast. You can listen to our podcast at Anchor. Address is anchor.fm/fantasymbagoat. If you have any question, any suggestion, just email us at fantasymbagoat@gmail.com, and we're done for today.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.